Last Stop Flamingos is really a film about, I mean, in a phrase, conceptions of Florida's landscape and how different people over the period of, you know, thousands of years have envisioned using that land. So from indigenous people to Ponce de Leon 500 years ago to my grandfather.
And I thought that was an interesting way to go about it, you know, talking about sort of these strange histories, the changing landscape, but then also making it very personal for you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the idea that history is also quite, it is personal, right? We're an extension of these historical events and ideologies, ways of seeing ourselves in the world, and, you know, my grandfather's garden and these other individuals who shape Florida's future and the land. I mean, all these things are interrelated.
Specifically, I was curious about why you chose to highlight the Koreshin community and the utopian vision of founder Cyrus Teed in Estero.
Yeah, absolutely. Cyrus Teed and the Koreshins. I found it actually really fascinating when I started the whole trilogy, not even knowing it would become a trilogy, and this would be in 2005 or 6 when I started the research for Cracker Crazy, the first film of the three, and the story of Cyrus Teed and this basically utopian vision of the future, which was a completely radical notion at the early part of the 20th century, what him and his followers had done.
And then also the story of Golden Gate Estates, that planned community, which I think we can happily now say is somewhat being returned back to its natural state through the Picayune Strand State Forest. But was that for you just kind of a metaphor for so much of the landscape change that has taken place in Florida?
It's a couple things for me. I was just compelled by that story as well. Just to allow me a brief exposition, the whole idea of Golden Gate Estates was to be the largest planned subdivision in human history, like 400,000 people. And, I mean, a real kind of ideological inverse to what Cyrus Teed had envisioned in terms of the opposite of a gated community, an open community. And, of course, history has not bared out in favor of Cyrus Teed's vision of the world. But where Golden Gate Estates fails, really, that idea succeeds, you know, quite well, you know, not just in Florida, but throughout the whole of, you could say, the Western world.
How has your perspective on Florida changed over the course of making these films? It seems to come across somewhat conflicted.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair kind of reading. There are things about Florida that one, you know, probably would be critical of in terms of the development of the state, but also it's where I'm from, and where you're from is embedded in you. So I think that's that kind of ambivalence is part of the true aspect of my relationship to Florida.
And speaking technically, tell us a bit about how the film is shot. You've got a combination of original film footage, looks like stop motion animation, still photography.
Yeah, so like the opening sequence is stop animation by a friend of mine, Kelly Gallagher, who's a really brilliant animator. And so I purport that, I'm a tourist coming back to Florida making a home video. But in terms of the form of the film, I actually use a very lo-fi video camera, like $60 mini DV camera, by 21st century standards, totally antiquated. And so that was one of the sort of aesthetic choices to make it feel and look like a home video.
And for viewers of the film, whether they're, folks from the Fort Myers area, like who are going to be seeing it when it's screened here at the Fort Myers Film Festival, or whether they're watching it at a film festival halfway around the world, what do you want them to take away from this?
I mean, that's an open-ended question. I think the answer would be equally open-ended. I think there's something universal about the story, about the history of Florida. I mean, even as I live here in Seattle, I find many of the same kind of ways that we think about America or land or our relationship to it. So I think that's just an open-ended question that every individual is going to have a different encounter with it and a different experience. But it's a personal film, and so I hope that comes through on some level for viewers.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
John, it's my pleasure.